if you are a fan of bike racing, doping has been pretty prevalent throughout the years. It's unfortunate. It's great that Lance has come clean. I think the big hit is, you know, to kids who are getting into racing or any sport where there's doping, to try to perform at that level and to think that you have to do drugs in order to achieve at that level is disappointing. It's great that Lance came clean. Hopefully the cycling community will clean up its act. That's what we think. For Cascade, our big thing is getting people on bikes, whether they're recreationally riding, commute riding, or whatever, and it was great to have Lance there. We called it the Lance Factor for getting people on bikes, and we always talked about what do we do when the Lance Factor goes away. We expected it to go away after he retired from his career, not necessarily about the doping issue. So more and more people are riding, more and more people are racing. It's very disappointing, but not unexpected.
You mentioned the Lance Factor. Our sports director, Tom Glasgow, was just curious how big a bump you saw in membership during Lance's heyday.
Well, I think there was a big bump in people racing, which then trickled down to people just getting on their bikes. I don't have the exact numbers, but certainly more and more people are getting out, whether it was mountain biking, road biking, commuting, and we've been able to sustain that. And I think people are enjoying riding with their families. Kids are out riding. More people are commuting. So all in all, it was a good factor, the Lance Factor. Disappointing that he did use drugs to win, but I don't think it will have any impact on the cycling community.